Representatives from Boundary County, Bonners Ferry, the Kootenai Tribe, and local police and fire agencies met with BNSF railroad officials last week to update the railroad's geographical response plan. The plan was developed 3 years ago, but rail traffic, especially oil train traffic, has increased dramatically in the region in the last couple years. One item discussed at the meeting was establishing what equipment would be available in the area for a potential incident, and specifically making sure to coordinate mile markers on the railway with those used by emergency responders on area roadways.
So therefore, there is some ambiguity as to when we say we have a spill on milepost 121. Nobody knows where milepost 121 is exactly, so we have maps that they are developing under the geographical response plan that is layered to show all the identifiers for the geographic areas that'll work so that anybody can look at it and say, oh, milepost 121 is right here.
That's Mike Meyer of the Boundary County Emergency Management Agency, who says plans also call for hardware to be used with containment booms to be put in place in the event of any kind of a spill into the Kootenai River.
When they have a predetermined anchor point, which could be a very large piece of concrete set into the river with a big hook on the end of it, that they can come along and attach things to and run them downstream from that location. If they've got those in place, it gives us a lot of opportunity to stop a spill.
Meyer says the railroad is also planning to make available 2 trailers with containment booms and hazmat clothing for chemical or oil spills that responders from all agencies can use. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.